Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show where we are breaking up with unhealthy hustle culture and redefining what it means to be productive. I'm your host and new productivity BFF, Jess Massey. Around here, we believe that productivity is so much more than just checking a million things off of a never-ending to-do list. I am obsessed with teaching you how to prioritize your mental health and the important relationships in your life while you pursue your goals. I'm here to help you ditch that feeling of constant overwhelm and cultivate an intentional life by getting your mindset right, getting clear on your vision, and creating a schedule that aligns with your actual priorities. If you want to learn how to live a peacefully productive life, then you're going to want to stick around. Let's get into today's episode. Hello, Hustle Sanely Squad. Welcome back to the podcast and happy August. What in the world? I legit cannot believe that it is August. I say this every month, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's a new month. But now that we're on like baby countdown, I feel like time is just flying by even faster than it ever has in my whole entire life. And it's officially T-minus around 4 months until we get to meet baby E. Just what in the world? How crazy? Which, by the way, if you're a Hustle Sanely BFF, if you're a part of that community, you know what the E stands for, because I told the Hustle Sanely BFFs what baby E's name is, and I also gave them a very in-depth sneak peek of our 2023 paper products. So I'm just saying, if you're not a Hustle Sanely BFF, you're missing out. It is the place to be. Also, before we jump into this week's episode, I just want to say I am so grateful at y'all's response to last week's episode. I knew that it was a conversation that needed to be had, but I just didn't know like how much it would resonate with you guys. So thank you for all the messages about mine and Kate's conversation about change being a good thing and how it's okay to change your mind. I am seriously so glad that it hit y'all's hearts in such a deep way. And it makes me excited for future interview episodes, because I never know. I'm like, do people like interviews? Like, do people just skip those episodes? But it seems like you guys really like them, and that makes my heart really, really happy. But okay, let's get into what I want to talk about today. Now, I know this time of year can feel really hectic for a lot of people, with the slowness of summer shifting into the busyness of fall back to school season. Anyone? It can be super easy to let your habits and routines kind of fall to the wayside while you just go into survival mode. Well, Sassy Jess is here checking in, and I want to tell you, even if that's how you've always operated in the past, I want to encourage you, it does not have to be that way, okay? Overwhelm really is a choice, so do a mindset shift and remember that you are the gatekeeper of your life. That is such a powerful statement. You get to decide how you choose to respond to situations, and how you respond to situations defines how your days go and how they feel. You know what I'm saying? That's incredible, because even if your circumstances are trash, like you're just not stoked about what's happening around you, you can choose to make the best of them. So remember, your peace comes from the inside, not from what's going on around you, okay? You are not a victim of your life. You are in charge of making changes that support your energy. Even if those changes feel hard to make, you still get to make them. Life is not happening to you. Be an active participant, okay? Okay, that was just on my heart that I wanted to share, because I know we're heading into back to school season now that it's August, and I just want to remind you that like you're in charge of your life. Like, you are equipped to handle hard things. Don't let yourself be swept up in the overwhelm, okay? But let's pause for August Hustle Sanely news, and then we will get back into chatting about what I want this episode to be about, which is managing your energy. But if you are new here, hello, hi, welcome. On the first Tuesday of every month, we do a little segment that I like to call Hustle Sanely news, which is basically where I fill you in on all things happening in Hustle Sanely land over the next month or so. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. August is a pretty low-key month around here because, number one, I will be traveling quite a bit. And number two, we are revving up for our 2023 product launch in September, which is huge. But I do have 4 pieces of news to share with you. I think it's 4. We'll find out. You can count if you want to. But number one is the Create Your Peacefully Productive Productive Schedule course is on flash sale literally right now. From August 2nd to August 5th, you can use the code PPS247 to enroll in the course for only $247, which is $100 off because it's normally $347. Now, the code is valid on the one-time payment option, and this course only goes on sale a few times a year. So if you've had your eye on it, now is a great time to enroll. Okay, second piece of Hustle Sanely News, 2023 paper product launch updates. I know that we are all eagerly waiting for all of the 2023 paper product updates, and I am going to give you all the info that I can right now, okay? We have nailed down the launch dates. So BFF pre-orders are going to open September 6th, and they're going to go through September 9th, and then pre-orders are going to open to the public on September 10th. Now, if you want to make sure that you get notified first when public pre-orders open, you need to sign up for the waitlist at jessicamassey.com/2023. Y'all, I am not playing around. If you want to make sure that you get your hands on the products that you want, your name needs to be on that list because our inventory is very limited and things do sell out quickly. I am not just saying that to be cute. It has happened the last 2 years that we have had paper product launches, okay? We will be announcing pricing soon. And based on your votes over on Instagram, we are really, really highly considering making each product a little bit more expensive and making shipping for all US orders free. You guys said you would rather us mark up the prices of the products a little bit and offer free shipping. So we're looking into that. People just love free shipping. You know what I'm saying? I do too. So I feel you. We're going to try to make it happen. And we are also trying our best to make shipping to Canada happen. So stay tuned. Okay. Our inventory was shipped to us on July 26th and it takes between 8 and 10 weeks to get to us. So we will most likely be shipping out your products around the beginning of October. So whenever you order in September, it will be a pre-order and then we will hopefully be getting your stuff to you at the beginning of October, which is really rad because it's the earliest that we've ever been able to do it. Normally we don't get stuff until November and we're like cranking it out right away, but I think we're going to be getting stuff a little bit earlier this year. So that's really exciting. I'll share more details about the launch as it gets closer. So make sure that you're on our email list to keep up with all the updates. Okay. I will have it linked in the show notes, our email list, if you want to sign up, but that's the place to be to have like all the information delivered to you in like a concise way. All right. So that is number two. Number three for Hustle Sanely News, quarterly freebie time. So speaking of my email list, it is time for our quarterly freebie. If you didn't know, I send out a freebie to everyone on our email list every three-ish months. It's usually some sort of planning page that you can use digitally or print out and use like hard copy. This quarter's freebie is a project planner. I have been using it to help me create a plan of everything that needs to get done before baby comes in December, and it has been a lifesaver. So I was like, okay, I need to make a version of this for the Hustle Sanely community. Now, I send out the freebie the first Friday of the month when our Hustle Sanely mail goes out. So that means that this one will hit your inbox on Friday, August 5th. So if you want to sign up for the email list, you can go to jessicamassey.com/get-on-the-list. And again, I will have that in the show notes for you. Okay, and last thing, number four. So I was right. There are four pieces of Hustle Sanely News. We are doing one last notepad sale to clean out the remaining inventory at the warehouse since our new stuff is officially on the way to us. All daily and weekly notepads are going to be 20% off between August 15th and August 19th if you use the code NOTEPADS in all caps. So this is a good time to stock up. Our planning notepads are undated, so they make amazing gifts for back to school season. So I'm just saying you're going to get 20% off if you use the code NOTEPADS between August 15th and 19th. And I will have all that info in the show notes for you guys. If you didn't know, I do my best to make the show notes like actually helpful. So if I ever mention something like a link or a code, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be in the show notes. So always check down there to see what goodies are just kind of hanging out. You know what I mean? But let's get back into learning. Not let's get back. We haven't even started. let's get started with learning how to manage your energy and work smarter, not harder. So back at the start of this year, I read a book with the Hustle Sanely BFFs called At Your Best, and the little blurb is how to get time, energy, and priorities working in your favor. The author, I know for sure I'm going to butcher his name, but I'm going to try my best. His name is Carrie Nywoof. Literally, I have no clue how to say that. I'll link the book in the show notes, okay? And I'm just saying, if you have not read this book, I highly, highly recommend it. Again, it's called At Your Best. It really helped paint a clear picture of what it means to honor your energy for me. Now, okay, I'm going to give you a little scenario. And I want you to tell me, well, like, you can't tell me, but just think, does this sound familiar? You have a to-do list and you've prioritized your tasks, like you're very clear on what your top priorities are, but you still struggle to get it all done and you come home at the end of the day just feeling so drained. Like, what the heck, right? Like, what is the deal? It feels like you're doing everything right, but this is still happening. Here's the thing, you guys. Sometimes it's not about getting more organized or being more disciplined or finding the perfect planner to track your life. It's about managing your energy. That is the game changer. That is the missing piece to a lot of people's time management puzzle, okay? The difference isn't just about getting through your to-do list. It's about bringing your best to your most important tasks. Like, that is the purpose of energy management. It's not just cranking through a to-do list, but actually paying attention to what kind of energy you're bringing to each individual task, okay? So let's dig into that a little bit more, because you guys hear me say that over on Instagram and in a lot of my courses, honor your energy, manage your energy. What does it mean to honor your energy? So honoring your energy is about working with yourself instead of against yourself. It's putting that work smarter, not harder phrase that we hear all the time into action. It's creating your life's schedule in a way that makes sense for your energy levels, okay? We're all wired so differently. You can't just take what you see working for other people and try to force yourself into operating like them. That's like when you see a toddler taking a square peg and trying to fit it in a round hole and you're like, I love you, but that isn't meant to go in there. Like, they don't go together. It's frustrating, and using your energy on something that isn't meant to work, that is what leaves you feeling that same way like that toddler. Like, you're trying so hard to make it fit, to make it work, but it's not meant to work because you're different, right? When you hear the phrase honoring your energy from here on out, I want you to think managing your energy. And going along with that, we need to chat about the word capacity and what that looks like, because I think that honoring your energy and capacity go hand in hand. Like, you can't have one without the other. So I want to give you, surprise, surprise, a definition for the word capacity. So the definition is the maximum amount that something can contain, aka how much you can hold. And then a second definition is the amount that something can produce, aka how much you can do. So here's a good way to think about it. We all have an energy tank, and every day it starts off a little bit fuller. And then as the day goes on, our energy decreases. So the energy in our tank lessens, right? It makes sense. It's logical. Sometimes it decreases faster because we're doing higher energy tasks, and then other days our energy lasts longer because we're doing more lower energy tasks. When you're aware of this, you're able to structure your days and your weeks in a way that helps you be the best manager of your energy. So something to keep in mind, your actions are going to determine how full your energy tank is at the start of each day. Now, notice that I didn't say that your energy tank starts off completely full every day, because I don't believe that's true. I said that it starts off fuller at the beginning of each day, right? Like, it's fuller at the beginning of the day than it is at the end of each day. But I really do believe that the choices that you make today affect your energy tank tomorrow. And when we're not honoring our energy and our capacity, that's usually when feelings of burnout and overwhelm creep in, and our tanks are just kind of riding low all the time, our energy tanks, right? So, okay, let's back up. And I want to talk about the different types of tasks that I just mentioned, the high and low energy tasks, because not all tasks are created equally. Different tasks require different amounts of energy from you. even if they take the same amount of time, okay? So a high energy task is a task that requires a lot of your mental energy. So these tasks tend to drain you, and not in a bad way per se, but you can feel that you need like a brain break after doing them. These might be tasks that you find yourself procrastinating on because they just feel like kind of big and daunting. And then on the other hand, a low energy task is a task that doesn't require a lot of your mental energy. So I like to call low energy tasks low hanging fruit because they're easy to like pick off of your to-do list. You follow me? Like you pick an apple off a tree, like you pick it off your, the easy task off your to-do list. Like you see what I mean? And this is tricky because yes, these low energy tasks, they don't require a lot of your energy individually, but if you stack a lot of low energy tasks together, you're still going to be draining quite a bit of your energy. So pay attention to the energy that certain tasks require from you. When you know which tasks are high and low energy for you, you're able to strategically plan your days and your weeks to help you be a good steward of your energy. I want to take a second to talk about what does not honoring your energy look like, because this whole time I'm like, honor your energy, and I'm going to teach you how to do that, but I do think it's important for us to kind of also make very clear what it looks like to not honor your energy. So these are some things that I thought of that make me think like, no, that person is not honoring their energy, and those things are packing your day full of only high energy tasks, so you have high energy, like you're outputting all day long. Filling your day with too many tasks in general, doesn't matter if they're high or low energy, you're just like jam packing your day, like it's full to the brim. Allowing distractions to run your attention. So a big example here is keeping your email inbox open all day instead of having specific times to check your email, because every time you hear that little ding, you're going to look and see what's going on. You know, it's distracting you. And another example of not honoring your energy is winging every day and just hoping you can fit in all of your tasks, like not going in with a game plan. So what happens when we don't honor our energy? When we don't honor our energy, we create unnecessary resistance in our lives, and that results in burnout and exhaustion, procrastination, setting ourselves up to do tasks without excellence, and feeling overwhelmed and out of control in your own life. So, okay. That's what not honoring your energy looks like, right? Maybe that's where you're at right now, and that's okay. I'm here to help you kind of shift into honoring your energy. So how can we honor our energy when it comes to our schedule? By aligning the two as best as we can, aligning your energy and your schedule, right? One of the best ways to practically manage your energy is to create your schedule in a way that makes sense for your energy levels. When creating your schedule, you cannot overload yourself with high energy tasks all day long, because that is what causes us to burn out or wind up completely exhausted at the end of the day, leaving nothing but crumbs for our loved ones and for ourselves. So a little pro tip that I have for you, something that I do and that I teach my clients and students to do, sprinkle high energy and low energy tasks throughout your day to help keep your energy levels stable. It's kind of like blood sugar levels, right? Like you've heard people talk about like, oh my gosh, my blood sugar is spiking. It's like you have to kind of keep, you have to like make sure that you're keeping your blood sugar stable throughout the day by eating foods that support your blood sugar. It's the same concept here, okay? So for example, I personally write so much better in the morning hours than I do in the evenings. If I try to write a podcast script after 2 p.m., I'm not joking. It takes me 3 times as long as it does to write one in the morning. Now, I know that my morning energy is best suited for creative tasks like writing, and that my afternoon energy is best suited for more like administrative tasks like answering emails, reconciling QuickBooks, like that kind of a thing. It wouldn't make sense for me to use my creative morning energy to get my admin tasks done. When I play into my strength of writing best in the mornings, I get my writing done so much quicker, and it's almost always better quality than if I try to do it at the end of the day. We have to stop creating our schedules solely around how much time a task takes us, but we need to pay attention to how much energy they take as well. And not only how much energy, but like what kind of energy. You know what I'm saying? That's what allows you to operate in a peacefully productive way instead of feeling like you're frantically busy all day long. Okay, so at the beginning of this episode, when we were talking about our Hustle Sanely news, I mentioned that the Create Your Peacefully Productive Schedule course is on flash sale right now, as long as you're listening to this episode when it actually airs, like the Tuesday that it comes out. But PPS is a self-paced course that helps you create yearly, quarterly, monthly, weekly, and daily routines so you can live a peacefully productive life. No matter how many hats you wear, overwhelm is not going to be one of them anymore, okay? There are two major perks as a PPS student. Number one, you get access to our quarterly community office hours group coaching calls. So once a quarter, I jump on Zoom with our PPS students to answer their questions about creating their schedules and routines. And then second perk, inside the course, not only do I teach you the five-step Hustle Sanely schedule building framework, but in one of the modules, I take you inside my exact planning process for my own life and business. I show you the tools that I use to plan my life and how they work together to help me be peacefully productive. Y'all, it's honestly such a jam-packed course that I am so proud of. It came out at the very beginning of this year. So if you want to become a PPS student for only $247, which is actually an insane deal considering that you get to attend a live group coaching call with me every single quarter, then you can head to jessicamassey.com/PPS and use the code PPS247 on the one-time payment option to enroll. Again, the sale is happening now, but it ends on August 5th. So do not sit around if you are wanting to become a PPS student. I'll have all that info for you in the show notes. So don't panic if you're driving and you can't write it down right now. I've got you covered. But let's get back into the show. All right, you guys know that we're all about action steps here on the Hustle Sanely podcast. So how do you go about honoring your energy with your schedule? Well, I've got three steps to help you, okay? Step number one is do an energy assessment. Now, this is not groundbreaking information, but there is absolutely no way that you're productive 24 hours a day. You're not a machine, you're a human being, in case you forgot. But there have actually been studies done that have told us that we're only productive between 3 and 6 hours a day. So a quarter or less of a 24-hour period is when you are truly productive. So when you do an energy assessment, you're kind of figuring out when your prime energy is. But you're also figuring out when your energy is at its lowest, because it's important to know both of those things. Now, in the book that I mentioned earlier, At Your Best, they use the terms green zone, yellow zone, and red zone to describe your energy levels. And I just think that's a really helpful analogy. So I'm going to kind of give you my version of how I define each zone. So your green zone is the times of day and or the times of week when you feel the most mentally sharp and you have the most energy. Makes sense, right? Like green, you have the most energy. Your battery is fully charged. And then your yellow zone is the times of day and or times of week when you feel somewhat mentally sharp and you have moderate energy. And then, as I'm sure you can guess, your red zone is the times of day and or times of the week when you don't feel mentally sharp and your energy levels are low. So again, step number one is to do an energy assessment and figure out when your peak energy is and when you are at your lowest energy each day and each week. So basically, figure out your green zone, your yellow zone, and your red zone, right? Because I know we love concrete examples, I'm going to give you an example of my zones. So my green zone is, I broke it down into days of the week and then times of day. Now, obviously, as you guys know, our schedules and routines are tools, not chains. Nothing is ever set in stone. Like, this is just my typical pattern, but sometimes life happens and I like veer off of these, especially being pregnant. There's no telling what my energy is going to be sometimes, okay? But typically, my green zone days are Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. And then my green zone times are 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and then 2 to 3 p.m. Now, remember, we only have between 3 to 6 truly productive hours a day. So if you're trying to say your green zone is like 10 hours, you're lying to yourself, okay? You gotta be honest if you want these exercises to actually work and help you. So that is my green zone. My yellow zone days are typically Wednesdays and Sundays, and my yellow zone times are usually between 12 and 2 p.m. and then 3 to 6 p.m. And then my red zone days are usually Fridays and Saturdays, and the time frame of my red zone is the rest of the times that aren't in my green and yellow zones, okay? So that is step number one. Do an energy assessment so you know when your high energy times and days are and when your low energy times and days are. So that brings us to step number two, and that is categorize your tasks by zone and importance. So once you assess your energy and you figure out the what days and times you're in each zone, the next step is to define what tasks go and fit into each zone. The easiest way to do this is to keep track of all the tasks that you have to do in a week, like just literally keep a running list as you're doing each task for an entire week, and then decide whether it's something that you need high energy, moderate energy, or low energy to do. And I also suggest taking the importance of tasks into consideration as well when you're doing this. So you might create a chart with three columns labeled task, energy required, and priority level. So those are like your three columns. And then for the task, you're obviously going to write the task, right? Like that one's pretty self-explanatory. For energy required, you might write high, moderate, or low. And then for priority level, you will either write high or low. So of course, I'm going to give you some examples from my own life. I came up with five different tasks that I do on a pretty consistent basis, and we're going to categorize them together. So task number one, writing podcast scripts. That's a high energy task for me. It takes a lot of mental sharpness and it kind of drains me a little bit. And it is a high priority task because it's a very important thing that needs to be done in my business. So there you go. Number two is group coaching calls. This is another one, high energy, high priority. A third task is running errands. So like if I'm going to the post office or I'm making a return at Target, you know, just like out running errands, going to get my hair done, my lashes done, whatever. It's low energy and low priority. Priority to me. Okay. And obviously some tasks are higher priority, but you get the gist. And then another example, responding to emails. This is a low energy and low priority task to me. And when I say that answering emails is a low priority, I don't mean that it's not important. It's just not as important as other things. Like I can do it during like my yellow zone or my red zone because it doesn't require a lot from me, right? Like it's not a task that needs my best. And then the last example that I'm giving is date night, and I put moderate energy and high priority. So it's going to look different for you. Every task is going to look different for you, and your tasks might even change based on your season of life, and that is totally okay. So that is step number two, is to categorize your tasks by zone and importance. And then step number three is create your schedule so that your most important tasks are getting your best energy. Makes sense, right? Now that you're aware of your energy levels and what kind of energy the tasks you do on a regular basis require, you can strategically create your schedule so that it honors your energy. So in the Peacefully Productive Schedule course that I've been talking about throughout this episode, part of what I have my students do is perform an in-depth energy assessment and then use that information to build a schedule that supports them. So how do you do that? You play what I like to call schedule Tetris. Now you look at when your highest energy is and you try to schedule the tasks that are the most important and require the most energy from you during those times, right? I shared a similar example earlier, but just to give you a little refresher, I choose to write my podcast scripts earlier in the day when my mind is fresh and my energy is the highest, and to answer emails in the afternoon when my energy is the lowest, because writing podcast scripts is a higher priority and it requires more energy than answering emails. It's logical. Like when you hear me say it like that, you're probably like, well, yeah, that makes sense. But there's a but, okay? I'm not naive. I know that it's not possible to perfectly align your schedule and your energy all the time. For instance, I do my group coaching calls in the afternoon, usually between 3 and 5 p.m., which is not my green zone. It's my yellow zone. Of course, I would love to do my group coaching calls in my green zone, but my green zone doesn't match up with the time that most of my students are available for coaching calls. So I have to be flexible. Our schedules and routines, say it with me, y'all, are tools, not chains. And maybe you're in the same boat or a similar boat, or like, let's say you work a 9-to-5 that doesn't offer a lot of freedom in scheduling your tasks. So it's a little bit more difficult to align your schedule with your energy. And that's all right. There are other ways that you can honor and manage your energy well besides just aligning your schedule with your energy. And I want you guys to remember that you probably are working, a lot of you, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, like the 40 hours a week, which means that you still get to play schedule Tetris with the rest of your time to prioritize your tasks in a way that best supports you and your family, right? So don't completely give up ownership just because of work. I do have a few other tips to give you to help you be a good manager of your energy, even if you're not in full control of your schedule, okay? So this part is for you. So how can you handle not being able to align your energy with your schedule? Like I just said, there are other ways to honor your energy, even if your schedule and your energy can't be like in full alignment at all times, which, let's be honest, nobody's is. Like, even mine, I get to create my own schedule. Mine isn't either, because it just, that's not how the world works. So what else affects your energy? I've got a whole list for you, so get ready. Number one is the amount and the quality of sleep that we get. Number two, what we put in our bodies. So like food, drinks, supplements, things like that. Number three, our movement. So like exercising, stretching, those kinds of things. Number four, our mental hygiene habits. So journaling, meditating, things like that. Number five, how we spend our time. So what we're doing during our downtime. The types of tasks that we do and how we pair tasks together is number six. And then number seven is the amount of margin that we have in our lives. So if you're not in charge of some of your schedule, so like I just said, because of work, for example, what can you do to still honor your energy while you're at work? So those other things that I listed, those are things that you can be doing at home to really support your energy. But what about when you're actually at work and you want to support your energy? I've got a couple tips for you too. So number one is use batching to group like tasks together. So certain times of the day and or certain times of the week are set aside for specific types of tasks. I have a whole entire course on, I teach like my weekly batching routine. So I will put that in the show notes for you guys. Number two, use time blocking to help you create a realistic game plan for your day and to help you evenly distribute your high and low energy tasks. We talked about that earlier. Number three, leave margin in your day to account for emergencies or just life happening. And then at number five, sprinkle self-care throughout your day. So instead of feeling like you have to wait until the end of the day to like, quote, earn your self-care, do little self-care sprinkles throughout the day. And of course, I have some examples of self-care sprinkles for you. So one example is listen to your favorite podcast while you do low energy tasks. So if you're like answering emails and that's a low energy task for you, have your favorite podcast playing in the background to make it more enjoyable, right? Maybe another example is making a cozy drink as you transition from your high energy tasks into your low energy tasks, or vice versa. Another example of a little self-care sprinkle to kind of put throughout your day, keep a bottle of your favorite essential oil at your desk so you can roll it on whenever you need some emotional support. So those are like small things that you can do to just help manage and honor your energy at work, even if you're not in control of your schedule. All right, I feel like this episode has been jam-packed, but that is what I've got for you today. What it looks like to manage your energy so you can work smarter and work with yourself instead of against yourself. Seriously, operating this way has been life-changing for me and my business. So I hope you're ready to put what you learned here today into practice. Don't forget about the PPS course being $100 off until August 5th. I legit teach you step-by-step how to create a schedule that aligns with your priorities and honors your energy. There's lots of good stuff for you guys in the show notes. And if you want to go to my website, jessicamassey.com, and you click blog up at the top, just in case you didn't know, we turn every single podcast episode into a blog post. So if you learn best by listening and reading, you can go read the blog post to just kind of help drive the points home. So that might be a good resource for you too. But I love you so much. I will chat with you next week, and I hope you have the best day ever. I so appreciate you tuning in to today's show. I hope that it blessed you right where you're at. If you did enjoy it, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on your Instagram story along with your biggest takeaway. make sure you tag me at Jess M. Massey so I can see it and share on my story too. Your feedback is such an encouragement to me and it helps the show more than you will ever know. If you want more Hustle Sanely in your life, head on over to jessicamassey.com. It's actually my favorite place to hang out online. I'll meet you right back here next week. And until then, keep hustling sanely.